It is a pleasure to be joined by Charlotte football coach Will Healy, who will kick off the bowl season tomorrow when his 49ers, playing in their first bowl game ever, take on Buffalo in the Bahamas Bowl. Will, thank you so much for joining us on the eve of this bowl game. How are things in the Bahamas?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I can't imagine, like, where do you go from here? You know, I mean, your first ever bowl game, you get a chance to take them to Atlantis for 5 days. Hard to beat. And we just had a pep rally in the hotel with about 1,000 people that was packed, and the band comes through. And I mean, it's like, it gives you chills just thinking about, you know, a year ago you're taking the job and people were saying, we need to develop some excitement. We need to, you know, make sure that football is important here. And now you're in the Bahamas, you got 1,000 people that travel to come support you. And, you know, it's cool to play football at Charlotte. That means a lot to me. So that was a pretty cool experience.
You think about all these bowl games, and there's one in Detroit, there's one in Boise, Idaho. I know the communities try to put on the best show, but I would imagine the Bahamas Bowl, like you said, is pretty doggone special. What has been the favorite event for the players to do?
Well, I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to. I've never played in a bowl game before, you know, but just asking Marcus West and Alex Atkins and Sean Dawkins and some of these guys who have been to bowl games before, how does this one stack up? You know, how are the hospitality events? How are the things they do for the players? And they're blown away. I mean, Atlantis is what makes this bowl game unique. You know, I mean, you think about both teams staying at Atlantis. You know, the players are going down the water slide all day long. They're staying in one of the nicest resorts in, you know, in the world. And I mean, they're having a great time with a beach party. And then we did a welcome party in the kind of aquarium area in the middle. And they had a big band that came through, and our players are going nuts. I mean, they've done it the right way. It's definitely not some of the same venues you're going to see across them. You know, the Cotton Bowl and some of those things. But as far as how they treat you when you're here, the hospitality has been unbelievable. And so I would say just the slides and the, you know, the events, the bowl gear, all that type of stuff. And then tomorrow being on ESPN is a big deal. But the players have had smiles on their faces since they got here on Monday.
Will, when we last had you on, you said you might do something kind of special for signing day. It's a unique situation. You've got the bowl game tomorrow. We're talking to you now. Signing day, the opening day of the early period, was yesterday. I just looking at 24/7, I saw where you had like 16 or whatever. How did that all kind of transpire with you being in another country?
Cell service was iffy. That was interesting. We got up, we had a big breakfast together. I mean, overlooking the ocean as a staff, and just kind of relaxed and enjoyed the hard work we put into recruiting. And then, about 9 o'clock, we rented two cabanas for the day. And so the staff and wives, went out there and just hung out and relaxed you know, we were FaceTiming all of the guys who called in with their, you know, that had signed their papers, with the ocean in the background and sitting in a cabana and playing, you know, some beach somewhere, you know, whatever it is, some kind of song that got you in the beach music. But I mean, it was definitely something we as a staff will never forget. It's the class was awesome. We lost one really late to Pittsburgh, and then lost another conference battle. But other than that, you know, signed 16 really good players. I think the most three stars we've ever had in a class here at Charlotte has been four, and we signed, I believe it was 14 of 15 yesterday, were three stars. So great class, and we'll probably add five more in January, but it went really well.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers, who will be a part of his first bowl game tomorrow when Charlotte takes on the Buffalo Bulls in the Bahamas Bowl. That can be seen on ESPN, kickoff shortly after 2 o'clock. You're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Will, you've shared the successes, and I know he's been injured, and your running back is going to be in the NFL. How proud are you of your team success, but it allows a guy like Alex Highsmith to be a third-team All-American?
Are you kidding? Is that not insane?
That's awesome,
that
right?
That dude had 2 sacks last year.
Right.
I mean, think about that. The guy goes from having 2 to 14. And obviously, you know, everybody in Chattanooga is very familiar with Marcus West. I mean, Marcus is really, really good at what he does. And, you know, if you met Alex, you'd be even that much more infatuated with the story. The guy was a school start walk-on. They didn't even invite him to camp his first year. They let him start when school started. And then next thing you know, as a fifth-year senior, he's an NFL draft pick, second in the country in sacks, and is an AP All-American. I mean, that and is like a 3.7 GPA and I mean, is first-class human being. So, you know, great representation for our program. Really cool for our young guys to see what it looks like to be a pro. And for him to have the success that he's had has been extremely rewarding for me and for him.
Now, I know this has been a whole bunch of first-time experiences, a whole bunch of enjoyment. How has it been difficult to get these guys focused on – they've made history getting to a bowl game. How many times have you told them about how much special, how much more special this would be to win your first bowl game?
Well, I mean, for me, and actually the staff brought it up as, you know, we were probably a week or two into fall camp. They're like, well, you need to talk about winning bowl games, not just getting to a bowl game. And so, I mean, it was early on in camp where I flipped the, you know, what are your goals? Our goal is to win a bowl game. And that should suffice every year, you know, to have that expectation. So it's not like when you get there that you're just happy being there. I don't feel that from our guys. I think that a lot of it depends on how you come into it. You know, are they kind of worn out, or are you fired up to have another chance to play? I mean, we've won 5 in a row, and Buffalo's won 5 out of the last 6. So you got two teams that are on an emotional high and have a lot of confidence and momentum. But I think both teams are excited about having another opportunity to play, which means a lot in these type of bowl games.
Now, I know you've got bigger goals in terms of conference championships, wherever it may be, in terms of different bowl destinations. The little Healy kids are not going to be as pleased about any other bowl destination but this one, right?
Eli is going to be devastated when we go to City X, and I won't even mention which ones I'm thinking about because I'm sure that's where I'll get put next year. But I'll never complain about going to a bowl game. It will be hard to beat the leap of faith and the rapid river and all that stuff. The best part about the whole week, so we get here on Monday. Of course, the first thing I want to do is I want to go down the straight down leap of faith slide. And so I take my shirt off. I'm walking up the stairs. I'm waiting in line. And I'm in between a bunch of Buffalo players. And I was like, hey, what are you guys here for? And they're like, we're playing in a bowl game. I was like, oh, really? Where do y'all play? And they're like, Buffalo. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, who do y'all play? And they're like, Charlotte. And I was like, Charlotte? They got a team? And he's like, yeah, we didn't know either, man. We just so I've been able to be very incognito in Atlantis, and I've got plenty of bulletin board material just by hanging out with these Buffalo players in the line.
All right, now we had Rusty on here talking about signing day yesterday, and he said he's fine with you taking your shirt off, but he said he's encouraged you to start getting back in the gym a little bit.
Well, not everybody has a body like Rusty Rice. I don't know. I mean, that's called genetics, you know.
Oh no, I'm with you, brother. You've seen me.
All it takes is your body looks as good as you think it does.
Amen to that.
That's all I can tell anybody out there listening. I mean, if you're comfortable with it, then there's no need to be ashamed. Be who you are.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers. All right, Will, a lot of folks are getting excited about this game. You guys are a pretty sack-happy team, racking them up all year long, but you're playing a team that's very stingy in that department. I read where they're one of the top 5 in terms of time of possession. They love controlling that clock. What's going to be the key to this booger?
Well, they're going to run it 75% of the time. They got a back that's rushed for about 1,700 yards, and if you looked at the weather right now, we practicing it this morning. It's like 30-mile-an-hour sustained winds and rain's blowing sideways. So I'm not sure if we're going to have a ton of rain, but I know it's going to be extremely windy. So, I mean, it's going to be a pound-it type of football game. We got to stop their back. We got to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and then be able to win on in one-on-one situations on the perimeter. So we got to do a better job. I hope we've learned from the Marshall game with taking care of the football in these type of conditions. But as far as locking back in and being prepared to play and all those type of things, our guys have handled it like pros, and they're ready to get another shot to get out there.
And, Will, finally, I mean, the last time we had you on, you've used the term whirlwind and other things just to describe what this year has been like, your last 4 years have been like. When you guys are finished with this bowl game, would you have a chance to, like, go back to Charlotte and, like, decompress for just a little bit, given that this bowl game's so early and that there is a dead period for a little bit in recruiting?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ecstatic about having another chance to play tomorrow and what this could do for our program. And I'm also looking forward to getting back. You know, I mean, we're going to spend 5 days in Charlotte. We're going to spend Christmas in Charlotte, and then we're going to come to Chattanooga for a week and, you know, hang out and relax and you're right, decompress a little bit. I know obviously for both of us, a lot of our friends are still in Chattanooga. So, coming back to see our parents and families and then, you know, I got a couple of things that we'll do from a fundraising standpoint over the next couple of days in Charlotte when we get back. But it will be nice to take a breath of fresh air. And I know Emily, I mean, if you ask Emily what the worst month is in the year, it's December, because number one, she has no idea where we're going to live next. And number two, she has no idea if we're going to keep the same assistants in their families next. So the rumor mill of December is real, and so for us to be as a head coach to be on the other side of it and know you're where you need to be and those rumors are gone, I think lets everybody sleep a little bit easier. Now I gotta keep holding all these assistants. So this is when the battle's really come about.
Will, listen, congratulations again on all that you've accomplished, and thank you so much for joining us on the eve of the Bahamas Bowl. We will certainly be having it on in here in the studio tomorrow and keeping the folks up to date with it, because it's an exciting thing for you and it's an exciting thing for all of us who know you and are supporting you. So we always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Y'all are awesome. I've had a blast doing this all year long. You'll laugh. We had our ESPN production meetings today, and I'm sitting in there and I'm like, what in the world is going on? Like, it's Steve Levy and McElroy, and they're like, you know, so how has this one been? I'm like, guys, I've never been interviewed by ESPN. I've never been on ESPN. I've never been to a bowl game. And they're like, what? You know, I'm like, yeah. I mean, this is new for everybody here. This is really cool. You're living out a dream. And like y'all said, once this thing's over, you'll pinch yourself and remember how special it is. And look forward to getting a chance to have one more shot tomorrow, and look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
That sounds great. Merry Christmas to you and Emily and the gang.
You too, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All righty. Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers. 648-1051 is the number. We'll reset things when we come back. We've got Greason's grab bag. Still plenty to get to on this Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.